You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Welcome to another spine-tingling episode where history and the paranormal collide. Today we're taking a trip back in time to the Gold Rush era, where fortunes were made, lost, and, some say, left behind in the form of restless spirits. Nestled in the heart of Placerville, California, the historic Carey House Hotel has stood for over 150 years, serving as a luxurious refuge for travelers and a witness to countless untold stories. But the tales that linger most aren't from the living. Guests have reported unexplainable footsteps in the dead of night, phantom figures drifting through hallways, and even a flirtatious bellhop long since departed, making his presence known. From its rich history of prominent guests like Mark Twain to whispered rumors of tragic ends, this iconic landmark isn't just a relic of the past. It's a stage for encounters that defy explanation. Are these spectral sightings mere tricks of the mind, or do they offer a glimpse into another realm entirely? Grab your flashlight and your courage, because today we're checking in to the Carey House Hotel. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dive into the rich and intriguing story behind the Carey House Hotel. The Carey House Hotel, known as the Jewel of Placerville, this was built in 1857 in the heart of California's Gold Rush territory. Placerville, formerly known as Hangtown, was a bustling hub where prospectors, merchants, and pioneers gathered in search of fortune. The hotel's founder, William Carey, envisioned a sophisticated establishment that could cater to the influx of travelers seeking both comfort and elegance. Located on Main Street, the Carey House quickly became a focal point of activity, hosting everyone from local residents to illustrious visitors. Over the years, the hotel earned its place in history. It's said that literary icon Mark Twain and Ulysses S. Grant, the 18th President of the United States, were among its prominent guests. Business magnate John Studebaker, known for his contributions to the automotive industry, is also rumored to have stayed here. Beyond its luxurious accommodations, the hotel became a stage for key historical events. In 1859, journalist and politician Horace Greeley famously delivered a speech from the hotel's second-floor balcony, capturing the attention of the gathered crowd below. However, the hotel's allure extended far beyond its brick-and-mortar presence. By the late 19th century, murmurs of unexplained occurrences began to circulate among guests and staff. The first notable incidents were subtle but chilling. Guests reported hearing faint footsteps in the hallways, even when no one else was around. Some spoke of whispers echoing through empty rooms, while others claimed their belongings had mysteriously moved overnight. One story that has endured through the decades involves the historic elevator installed during a 1915 renovation. Guests and employees alike have reported the elevator operating on its own, seemingly with a mind of its own. Without anyone pressing the buttons, the elevator has been observed moving between floors, stopping at random, and opening its doors as if to welcome an unseen passenger. While skeptics chalk this up to mechanical quirks, others believed it to be a sign of supernatural activity. Adding to the eerie atmosphere, accounts of shadowy figures began to emerge. These apparitions were described as fleeting, a quick movement at the corner of one's eye, or a dark silhouette lingering at the end of a corridor before vanishing altogether. While some guests dismissed these sightings as tricks of the mind, others left the hotel convinced they had encountered something otherworldly. One of the most enduring legends involves a man known only as Stan, a former bellhop or desk clerk whose life allegedly ended in tragedy within the hotel. Although records of his exact story remain elusive, Stan is said to have been a charismatic and flirtatious character during his time at the Carey House after his untimely death, believed by some to be the result of a stabbing on the hotel's staircase. Reports of unexplained phenomena attributed to his spirit began to surface. Guests have described feeling an invisible hand brush against their arm, a playful pinch, or the distinct sensation of being watched, particularly near the staircase where Stan's life supposedly ended. While tales of paranormal activity drew intrigue, others sought logical explanations. Experts in environmental psychology have proposed that the hotel's creaky wooden floors, combined with its age and architectural layout, might contribute to the perception of ghostly sounds. The acoustics in historic buildings, for instance, can amplify faint noises, making them appear louder or more distinct. Similarly, the power of suggestion plays a significant role in how individuals interpret their surroundings. Guests staying at a hotel with a haunted reputation may be more likely to attribute everyday occurrences, like a draft or a flickering light, to supernatural causes. Furthermore, the Carey House's location in an area known for seismic activity may also factor into the equation. Micro tremors from earthquakes, though imperceptible to most, can cause vibrations that dislodge objects, creating the illusion of paranormal movement. Similarly, the building's proximity to busy streets might account for some of the unexplained noises reported late at night. Despite these rational theories, the stories persist. The early accounts laid the groundwork for a reputation that continues to draw curiosity seekers and paranormal enthusiasts to this day. As the years pass, the frequency and intensity of the reported phenomena seem to increase, giving rise to the belief that the Carey House Hotel is a place where history and the supernatural are deeply intertwined. As the Carey House Hotel's reputation for paranormal activity grew, so did the reports of strange and unexplainable occurrences. Over the years, guests, staff, and even investigators have contributed to a tapestry of chilling accounts that go far beyond mere whispers and creaks. For those who believe, these experiences are not isolated incidents, but part of a larger narrative suggesting that the Carey House is indeed a crossroads between the past and the present. One of the most famous stories tied to the Carey House is the recurring appearance of a spectral woman dressed in period attire. Described as wearing a dark Victorian gown, she has been seen gliding near the grand staircase or standing silently at the end of a hallway. Witnesses have reported that she vanishes the moment she is approached. While her identity remains a mystery, some speculate that she may have been a guest who met an untimely death at the hotel during its early years. Others suggest she could be tied to the building's role as a hub for miners, travelers, and adventurers, many of whom faced perilous journeys and uncertain fates. Guests staying in certain rooms have reported intense personal experiences. One of the most chilling involves the sensation of being watched, particularly in the middle of the night. Visitors have recounted waking to find the air around them unnaturally cold, their breaths visible even when the room's thermostat reads a comfortable temperature. On rare occasions, guests have claimed to see shadowy figures standing near their beds or to feel the distinct pressure of someone sitting at the edge of the mattress, only to find themselves entirely alone. The legend of Stan, the bellhop, continues to play a prominent role in the hotel's paranormal lore. In addition to the sensations of invisible touches and playful pinches, some visitors have reported hearing Stan's cheerful whistling echoing through the hallways late at night. One guest shared an experience of entering the elevator only to hear a man's voice mutter a greeting despite the elevator being empty. Paranormal investigators who have visited the site have recorded faint but distinct EVPs, electronic voice phenomena, of a male voice saying phrases like welcome or enjoy your stay. Another recurring phenomenon involves the sound of piano music, often described as faint but distinctly melodic. It's worth noting that the hotel does not house a piano in any of its common areas, yet the soft strains of music have been reported at all hours, particularly in the early morning when the hotel is at its quietest. Some guests have speculated that the music may be tied to a long-gone lounge or ballroom that once existed in the building. The paranormal experiences at the Carey House have drawn the attention of numerous investigative teams. Equipped with thermal cameras, EMF detectors, and spirit boxes, these investigators have recorded a variety of phenomena. Footage of cold spots moving through hallways, sudden spikes in electromagnetic activity, and disembodied voices captured on audio have all been presented as evidence of the hotel's haunted nature. One particularly compelling video showed a door closing on its own, even though no breeze or physical force could be identified. Theories about the nature of these hauntings vary widely. One popular belief is that the Carey House is a site of residual hauntings, where the energy of past events has imprinted itself on the building, playing out like a supernatural recording. This would explain the repetitive nature of some phenomena, such as the woman in Victorian dress or the phantom piano music. Others suggest that some of the activity may fall into the category of intelligent hauntings, where spirits actively interact with the living. This theory is supported by the reports of Stan's playful gestures and the voices captured on EVP recordings, which appear to respond directly to questions or environmental stimuli. Skeptics, however, offer alternative explanations. Some attribute the experiences to confirmation bias, where individuals interpret ambiguous stimuli, such as a creak or a flickering light, as paranormal due to the hotel's reputation. Environmental factors, such as changes in air pressure or vibrations caused by passing vehicles, could also account for some of the strange occurrences. The dim lighting and antique decor of the hotel may further contribute to an atmosphere where the mind is primed for eerie experiences. Still, for many visitors and investigators, the sheer volume of accounts from unrelated sources makes it difficult to dismiss the hotel's haunted reputation entirely. The Carey House Hotel remains a living landmark steeped in history and intrigue. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, there's no denying the allure of its mysteries. The Carey House Hotel stands as a fascinating intersection of history and the unexplained, from its days as a sanctuary for gold rush travelers to its current status as a hub for paranormal enthusiasts. It's a place that invites as many questions as it offers experiences. The rich history of the hotel provides a perfect backdrop for ghost stories, and the countless accounts of mysterious phenomena only deepen the intrigue. But is the Carey House truly haunted? Or are these experiences the product of overactive imaginations influenced by suggestion and environmental factors? Confirmation bias, psychological priming, and the natural quirks of an old building can explain many of the reported occurrences. Yet for those who have felt an icy hand, heard a disembodied voice, or glimpsed a shadowy figure, the Carey House offers something far beyond mere folklore. Ultimately, the true magic of places like the Carey House Hotel lies in their ability to captivate us. They remind us of the stories that linger, the lives once lived, and the mysteries we may never fully understand. Whether it's the playful bellhop stand, the enigmatic lady in Victorian dress, or the faint strains of ghostly piano music, these tales invite us to explore the thin veil between the world we know and the one we can only imagine. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.